Immortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
You are listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
Southern Steak and Oyster on this Friday. Yeah, usually it's the third Friday of the month. We're here, and this is absolutely no exception. Appreciate Crazy Charlie with all his tools taking hour number one there. And we've got the next two, 7 until 9 this morning from the downtown Southern Steak and Oyster. If I look over my, what would that be, left shoulder, just a couple blocks away, you will have the Omni Nashville Hotel, our very good partner also. Hey, if you want to check in this morning, 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. On Twitter at Bill is King. And if email is your thing, Bill is King 7 at gmail.com. My favorite part of the show. And all the parts of the show are fun for me. There's not a part of the show that I dislike, but my favorite is your interaction. I consider you all co-hosts. We all do this together. I can't do it without you. That's the way I look at it. So your interaction during the show is fun. It's diverse, meaning opinions. Got lots of fan bases that are represented here. You all have got your angles. They don't coincide necessarily with anybody else's, which is fantastic. Want you to be you. So always understand your influence on the show. Your participation on the show is something we relish. We appreciate very much. Where are we going to go? Brad will be with us next hour, and if you have some basketball, he is immersed now in it. So if you have college basketball handicapping questions for you degenerates out there who are betting basketball, that'd be a lot of you. Lots of degenerates in this audience. Degenerates unite on this show. He'll be here for your questions next hour. Use the hashtag AskBP. That stands for Brad Powers. Isn't that really intelligent? Hashtag AskBP. We would enjoy your interaction there, too. So what's happening? Is it the coaching? And I don't like the word carousel. Remember, we put that on the verboten list. And I need, somebody remind me, I need to post the verboten list. It's been months since I've done that. We need that updated. Because I might be violating some terms of the verboten list. I might be. There's so many terms on there, I'm probably using one or two of them and not realizing that I'm violating my very own list. So I need to post that. But coaching carousel is on there. I don't like that term. We've got to come up with something different. And no, not merry-go-round. I don't know what, but we got to come up with something. But anyways, we spent a lot of time on what's happening at these various schools, hiring coaches, etc. And the Alabama thing still is bewildering to all of us. Now, again, I'm not taking this and making it the beginning of the end. There are so many people out there that take anything that happens to Alabama, particularly if they happen to lose a game, to mean that this is the moment. I guess if you just keep saying this is the moment, at some point you're going to be right. I mean, I understand those odds. And I understand that people are sick of them. Yeah, it gets, I mean, winning. It gets, oh, and by the way, I brought my Crazy Charlie bought me a Clemson hat, and I brought it. I got it. So I can assume front runner status on the show today. I'll get it out of my backpack. Oh, and I brought that bottle of Dickel that Adam got me, too, because it's not my thing. Now, I love talking about Dickel because Pogies keeps hinting around. Now, I'm not giving it to Bo. No, that ain't happening. Good point there, Charlie. That ain't happening. I'll give it to Charlie. I'll give it to somebody. Charlie, you and your wife, you like Dickel? Is that your thing or not?
We'd be happy to accept that.
Okay, I'll give it to Charlie. I'll give it to CC. That'll be my gift to him in exchange for the hat. But I got a Clemson hat, and I'll get it out of my backpack here. He came with it when we were at the Omni right after the championship, and I proudly display that. I wore it to basketball the other night too, man. Everybody's what'd you say, CC?
I say, Bill, from the Saunier family and as a Clemson alum, I just thought that the king of college football should have some proper hat attire. And now that we are in the age of Clemson University football and Dabo Swinney, no reason for you not to have a tiger paw to go out there and sport along with the other great collection of hats that you have out there. So we were happy to go ahead and grab one of those for you and send it along your way. And glad to hear that you're out there repping the Tigers.
Hey, I've got a question. 2 years ago, well, the 17th season, when Clemson lost to Syracuse.
Yes.
Why didn't Dabo just go fire everybody? What's up with that?
Because Dabo had a pretty good system in place, and while it was a devastating loss, Bill, you know one thing. Well, we've learned as a fact, in the age of the college football playoff, you don't have to overreact to one loss. You can absorb one regular season loss and still get to where you ultimately want to get to. But when you lose in the national championship game on the biggest stage of the sport, and you lose in such spectacular fashion like that, sometimes you got to go back to the drawing board. Let's not forget, Dabo Swinney made some pretty significant adjustments in season to prepare just to play Alabama, and we all know that's by installing Trevor Lawrence into the lineup and taking Kelly Bryant out. Of course, that caused controversy across the landscape of college football to replace a successful starting quarterback with an unknown freshman, unproven commodity, but clearly Dabo Swinney made the adjustments, made the moves, and that team went and rolled right through the regular season in preparation for Alabama and then handled their business again. Notre Dame and Alabama, and now at 15-0, are in the conversation for perhaps the best single season of college football history. At 15-0 and beating Alabama, the best team in football, and beating them the way they did, that's certainly part of the conversation. But now, as you turn it to Alabama, Nick Saban is going to have the entire offseason, and I'm only using that term for effect here, to go ahead and make his adjustments for what he is more than likely preparing for is a rematch with Clemson University somewhere down the road, and to retool his coaching staff and to rebuild the way he needs to get right back to the national championship and win it. Bill, you've said so many times on this show that Nick Saban standing up there on the podium, he's looking and thinking about what I need to be doing next. Well, there's no doubt, since he didn't have to make the trip to the podium this year, he was already in his office drawing up the plans for the brand new Death Star. Let's not forget, as the movie Star Wars portrayed, Luke Skywalker and the all-in Clemson Tigers might have blown up one Death Star, but they were secretly building another one that no one knew about that would be just as devastating not a year or two later. So no doubt, Nick Saban's already making those adjustments and blowing up what he feels didn't get the job done out there. Clearly, when you see Nick Saban flustered on the sideline, and by flustered I mean hands on hips, not looking as intense or into it as he normally is, that's a moment where he's processing the calculations of, I'm making some changes as soon as I get off this sideline and take this headset off tonight. Now we've seen that start to work out over the past week.
Charlie, remind me to give that bottle to Adam.
Absolutely.
Because I've got it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. King. Appreciate that.
I've got it. I got it here on... Is it legal to sneak your own booze into a restaurant? I just did that. Even though it's unopened, so it's not like I'm part... So, well, Southern, I didn't bring my own bottle for the usage. I brought it as a gift, so we're good.
Well, good news is we happen to know Tom Morales, and I think he'd be willing to give you a pass after all these years of knowing you, Bill.
So bottom line on this Alabama thing. Bottom line is this. I don't know if anybody has come to this conclusion, but I'm brilliant, so I'll expose it for everybody else. You know what Saban's mad about? And I don't know when this hit him, because they were winning, so when you're winning, things get covered up, right? If you have some issues, they're not typically all that visible when you're winning. So things can be happening that don't need to be happening when you're winning. But again, the ultimate is the winning, so it envelops everything. But here is the bottom line, everybody. And it's actually a good lesson, and it's one I've talked about some on the show. You know what Nick is so mad about right now? You know what he is so disturbed about? You know why so many coaches need to move on? In general terms, you know why, don't you? Nick got sucked into playing pretty boy football. And he's looking back on it, and he lost his physicality. And that is not Nick. Alabama turned into pretty boy football. The chuck and duck. The finesse. Let's give up a bunch of points, but let's score a bunch of points. I'm just telling you. He is furious that he got sucked down the pipe of pretty boy football. West Coast football. Big 12 football. Pretty boy. Look in the mirror, comb your hair before you call the next play. Nick got sucked into that crap. The ultimate tough guy got sucked into pretty boy football. Damn. That's the bottom line. I am told we may have a Cosby Cattleman update. I am so negative about this. It's 32 days since he's called that I'm pessimistic at any news that could be good here. I think Spence has dialed us up. And do you have some information, sir?
Well, Bill, I got it from a fairly reliable source that the Cattleman got caught hauling the moonshine still up in Cosby. And he's in the Cock County Jail. And he don't have cell phone privileges and won't for a little while.
That's plausible, because his disappearance is very unusual, Spence.
Yeah, and I wish I had better news for you. Maybe somebody else will get some more info, but it's what I got.
Now, how much time is he serving? Do we know, or what's the deal?
I don't got any details on that. The old boy that told me about it, he didn't have that.
But, would you call back if you get anything more?
Hey, if I get something, I'll certainly call back.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Hey, have a great Friday.
All right. So Cock County is one of the most lawless counties in America. It is. Somebody bean count this for me, but I'm not just making this up. I think it's true. I think it's law there that you have to have a gun. I'm not kidding. No, I'm not kidding. Cock County is a Wild West county in East Tennessee. It is. It's never had a good reputation. So if Cosby's hauling moonshine through there and they got him, he ain't coming out. That's plausible, because his disappearance is really strange. Adam tells me that nobody back at the station upset him on commitments. See, I thought maybe he tried to get in. We had a guy that's not typically with us answering the phones, might have not handled it right. Some of the callers do get the feeling, sir, right? And I thought, but Cosby's more hardened than that, right? He's used to coming in here fighting everybody. So why would he let some guy who didn't process him through to get on the air cancel his calling privileges for the future? I mean, come on. I want to believe that, because I'm trying to figure this out. So the Cosby Cattleman, according to Spence right there, allegedly is incarcerated in Cock County. Now, I didn't make that name up. That's the name of the county. It's Cock County. Yes. Now, I don't want him incarcerated, but I do want to know what's going on. All right, let's get the first break here. Just getting started from the Southern Steak and Oyster. We're just around the corner from our very good friends, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hey, I'm Coach O. I just love my Hummer. I believe the Hummer is the best vehicle on the road. Big, tough, aggressive, and it represents everything that we want at Ole Miss. I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer. Tell them about it, JoJo.
Mississippi, they are here. The new Rogers Dabbs H3 Hummers are here.
The folks at Rogers Dabbs Hummer are first-team players. Come see them.
Rogers Dabbs and Hummer like nothing else. New H3 starting at just $32,000.
Love it.
Ranger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection. You name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your BACK. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Kitty Litter Fabric Softener? Oh, the lemony fresh kind. And French Vanilla Non-Dairy Creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 888-702-5494.
Hi, this is Coach Ed Ogeron with LSU football. Sorry I can't take your call right now, but I'm out recruiting the best football players in the country for LSU. Hold that tag.
Southern Steak and Oyster in the same neighborhood with the Omni. 888-702-5494. Anybody in the audience want to take on the duty of calling the Cock County Jail to see if the Cosby Cattleman is indeed there? Because I guarantee you we could raise money to get him out. That would take me, you give me 5 minutes, I would have the money to get him out. So Spence just called and said that it's his information that the Cosby Cattleman is incarcerated in Cock County due to a bust in a moonshine deal that went bad. 32 days absent from the show. That would explain it. But wouldn't he be out on bail by now? I don't know. But would somebody bean count that for me? Call Cock County, call the jail, and see if the Cosby Cattleman's in there. Karen has dialed us up. What's up, Karen?
Hey, was it Hagan or Landry that said, you know, he couldn't say anything right now, but a huge defensive hire at Bama? Which one of those guys?
That was Landry, Chris Landry.
Okay, the only person that could possibly be is Venables.
It is, and I was talking to you about this. I'll have to look this up. It's the D coordinator at Washington. I don't know him, so I can't think of his name. I'll pull it up. I've got it here, but that's what I am
told. Talking about. But yeah. I mean, and that would be like a really good hire. I mean, and granted, that would be like a really good hire. But they're making this sound like something more than that. And I mean, if you had to pick the number one D coordinator in America today, who would you pick? I'd pick Venables.
Yeah, I mean, but Venables, no reason for him to even consider leaving.
There's no reason for him to consider leaving. That's a given. But, you know, one thing Alabama has no shortage of is money. And I'm just wondering why these guys are being so cagey about it. Why would you be that cagey about a Washington D coordinator hire, even though he's a good one? I don't get it. I mean, they're acting really strange, Bill, down there in Tuscaloosa. That's all.
No, it's a very weird time. I mean, absolutely. I think Landry was talking about it yesterday, but they got away from physicality and got into pretty boy football, and it cost them in that last game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. You know, they didn't control the clock.
Right.
And that's always been a staple of football. And I think, you know, everything in football cyclical now. Everybody's about all this, you know, flash and dash and pretty boy football, as I call it. But we'll see how, you know, we'll see if that turns dials back.
The guy at Washington is Jimmy Lake. That's his name.
Right.
Jimmy Lake.
Right. And a great hire, no question about it. But is that the kind of hire that you go full stealth mode like they're going on? Is it? I mean, Washington's not a sexy hire. He's a great defensive coordinator, but it's Washington. It's left coast stuff. I don't know. Just my two cents is that I think they're going after Venables hard.
And
they
now
said,
Washington,
and they said, don't forget that they didn't think they could get him. They said that. Landry said, well,
correct.
I think we can
correct.
Get him.
He thought it was a long shot. Now Washington's not pretty boy football. They line up in the I formation. They're one of the few that don't subscribe to that. But I
that's true.
Look, Karen, to sit here and tell you and anybody else that I can see the future with Alabama with all that's going on is hard. I'm just watching like I'm just eating my popcorn and watching like everybody else.
And you know, he was saying too that I found interesting is Saban's looking for people that he has history with and can be comfortable with. Well, Jimbo Fisher's not taking a coordinator job. Dan Mullen's not taking a coordinator job. You understand what I'm saying? Kirby Smart's not taking a coordinator job. So who are these people that he
Jeremy Pruitt? He's not coming back.
He's
not right
coming
now.
Back. Hell no. So who are these people? It's all very strange, Bill.
Well, there aren't any left other than Sark, and he's bringing him back.
Well, yeah.
So
yeah, we all know how that's going to work out. So yeah, I mean, that was the two interesting things: the full stealth mode about the D coordinator, which I don't see you going into full stealth over trying to snag a Washington D coordinator. And then the thing about he's looking for people that he has history with, that he's comfortable with, they don't exist.
Right.
That are going to take that job.
Right.
You know, he said Jimbo Fisher's the best OC he's ever had. Jimbo ain't going back to Alabama as an OC. I don't know. It's weird. Weird times in Tuscaloosa. I'm here for it. Talk to you later. Giggum.
Jeff, too, pulls it up on, I believe he Googled this. It's an L.A. Times article from 06, so well over 10 years ago. Cock County, Tennessee, and they referred to it as Little Chicago. Says, to many Tennesseans, Cock County is the place their parents warned them about. It's the butt of hillbilly jokes. It's the last of the untamed Appalachia. For decades, this poor and dramatically beautiful area north of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park was a haven for moonshiners and bootleggers who evaded the federal tax agents by hiding in the rugged hills and hollows. It was also known for its brothels and chop shops, its illegal bars and gambling, its shakedowns and drugs, and stadium-sized cockfight pits. And its rampant public corruption. There was a time people called Cock County Little Chicago. See, I told you. We got a member of the audience incarcerated there right now, too. So we're going to have to raise some money. Who'd you say was next, Crazy Charlie Scott? Scott, what's happening?
Yeah, hey Bill. Morning. Morning. Happy New Year. Hey, I wanted to get your take on West Virginia's hire, Neil Brown. Wanted to hear what you knew about their recruiting up there. Typically, there's a five-star lineman out of Huntington that Tennessee had the inside track on that I hear we might be back in the hunt for. I was curious what you knew about that.
Right.
And then I was curious what's going on with Huggins and our basketball program, and I'll hang up and listen.
All right, man. Well, first of all, before they made a hire, I was saying Neil Brown. I was beating the drum. Neil Brown. That is your guy. He fits the culture. He fits the style. He understands the blueprint. And luckily they hired him. That's a nice next step. Neil's a Kentucky guy originally. He's from Danville, is he not? I believe. Somebody bean count me there. Started his career at Kentucky, transferred, but has done a fantastic job, did a fantastic job at Troy State, and is ready for the next level. He's ready. He is absolutely, resume-wise, he's ready for the next level, and he's getting that chance. He's breathing new energy in there, okay? So I love that hire. Huggy's got a big mess with his basketball program. I've only seen bits and pieces of them this year, so I couldn't get specific. But Huggy, they're not very good. Huggy's not happy. He's throwing tantrums. I don't think it looks like – it doesn't look like it's fixable right now. And Darnell Wright, I haven't heard anything to the contrary other than Tennessee. Now, could they make a run at him the last couple of weeks before signing in February? I'm sure they could. So I'm not going to tell you they can't. I haven't heard anything to the contrary yet there. But we'll monitor it. I'm glad you mentioned that. We'll monitor it and see if anything has come up there on that. Okay, bottom of the hour break. So let's do it. We're at the Southern Steak and Oyster, third Friday of every month. So good to be here. Southern Steak and Oyster, just down the way from our good friends at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Back in the day, the teams we played, they'd always pay till something changed. Phil took the blame. The coach today, a man they named Butch Jones.
Butch Jones.
Butch Jones.
Butch Jones.
Butch Jones.
Crash with injuries in front of the Harding Place McDonald's and a wreck in Midtown near the West End Avenue Care Now Urgent Care Building. I-65 South traffic still recovering around Long Hollow Pike. Vietnam Vets traffic affected as well east of I-65. I-40 staying clogged at the Eastern Split. I-24 West very congested from Waldron Road to Hickory Hollow Parkway. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career options. Log on to airforce.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company. Got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 4ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.4ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 4ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. Early fog, then cloudy across Nashville today. We're looking at a high of 50. Showers possible this evening, low 47. Heavy rain Saturday, high 62, with dropping temperatures. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR, South in Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
We know who we are. Thunderdog man look in the mirror and knows exactly who he is. He is a tough man, he is smart, and he was wears glasses, and he can beat you up with an encyclopedia.
Southern Steak and Oyster, right here by the Omni. 888-702-5494. Richard down in the Rocket City. What's up?
What's up, Bill?
Good to hear from you, sir.
I know, man. Been a long time, dude.
It has.
I know, man. Y'all went off air over here in Huntsville, man, so I don't know how I'd be able to catch you through the Apple.
That's right.
SoundCloud.
Right, right. I'm glad you're listening though, man.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. So, you know, it was just a matter of time before you heard my voice again from Chalk These Canes.
Yep.
So my question to you now is, man, TMU, man, the new Miami. Hashtag, you know, that's Manny Diaz bringing something new to the game. And I just want to hear your thoughts on the hire. I want to hear your thoughts on some of his offensive staff hires and, you know, what you think the direction we're going to go. I know we're all excited right now, but shoot, been excited for the last two hires. But, you know, I wait till I see that product on the field to pass my judgment. But I just wanted to hear your take pretty much on that right there.
Well, let's begin with some obvious stuff. They needed a pretty big redo. The energy vampire had sucked all the life out of that program, to the point where they were approaching round zero. So first of all, they get that done, or he gets it done on his own. They bring back the guy with the most energy and the guy that loves it, and that's Manny Diaz. He's a City of Miami guy. And now we've never seen him head coach, so I don't know what to think there yet. We got to go see that. He immediately gets rid of the offensive staff, which needed to happen. He gets transferring Tate Martell because they don't have a quarterback on that campus that we know of, that at least we trust. So I like what I'm seeing so far. I think he's finished his staff. It looks like he's finished it up, and we'll see where it goes from here. But I like. Look, they need a Pied Piper. They need somebody to lead that thing that's got lots of energy, that can reengage with the high schools down there too, because tons of players down there, as we all know, and he seems to be right for that.
Yep, and that's a major thing a lot of people haven't talked about is just by him just reshaping that whole offensive side of the ball, because like he said during his press conference, the identity of the team need to take on the same identity of that defense. Because we all know, man, the personality of a football team, of any type of team, actually, no matter what type of sport it is, no matter what type of job it is, it's going to take on a responsibility of that head man. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if Mark Richt is laid back, Al Golden is laid back, Randy Shannon is laid back, they're going to take on the identity of that coach. But at the same time, you see what the defense did from right when Manny Diaz got there. They took on the identity of him, that swagger, that tough, that violent, that fast-paced, just go have fun, that type of identity. And if he can transfer that over to the offensive side of the ball, the special team side of the ball, I think we'll be all right. Now, don't get me wrong. Like you said, he never had head coaching experience. But, shoot, we can go look at some of a lot of the programs in Power 5 conferences that had first-year coaches that never had head coaching experience. Dabo Swinney, for example. And what they all do is surround themselves around good coordinators. You see what I'm saying? And that's what I'm thinking he's done here. I like the Dan Enos hire, you know, somebody who's going to put his athletes in space, someone who's a quarterback whisperer. So, you know, I'm excited. I'm energized to see what we do. But I'm going to hold my judgment, hold my opinions, Jussie, that product on the field.
Richard, stay in touch, my friend.
Will do, man. I appreciate it. Bill, y'all have a good one.
You too. Richard down there in the Rocket City. Yeah, we don't know what it's going to be like on the field with Manny Diaz yet. I mean, we see the blueprint, so I guess we understand that part of it. It's going to be a lot of energy. But the outcome, and I think he walks into pretty good talent. It's not elite top to bottom, but it's pretty good. It's not devoid. And I think there's stability on defense. It's the offensive side of the ball that is significantly broken. And that's why he spent so much time and effort getting that side of the ball redirected. He's done that. So I'm glad to see that. On Twitter, at Bill is King. Butch down in Birmingham said, Bill, Karen is reading too much into this. Landry is a consultant. He can't give away names who are being considered, or he won't be a consultant any longer. Chris has known Nick since the Cleveland Browns days when they were together. Chris has known him a long, long time. So we'll see. OU Sooner fan says, Bill, I know why you get rid of Venables so you can bring in your brother to ruin your defense. Well, that's a good point. I wasn't thinking about that. One of the worst moves. Look, during the Stoops era, that was a fantastic run. And it's continuing. Not only was it a really good run, but it was so stable that they were able to hand it to a young up-and-comer offensive whiz kid, Lincoln Riley, and he's taken it. And in some areas, not defensively, but offensively, taking it probably to another level. Now, I'll tell you, that 08 team's probably my favorite, most recent, air quotes, offense at Oklahoma, loaded. But these here recently are right up there. Fun to watch, man. And now he's got Jalen Hurst, but yeah. Bringing in your brother which pushes Brent Venables out, was not a good idea. The nepotism thing didn't work at all. It'd be one thing if he did it and the defense was just outstanding, right? Just, I mean, epic levels of good. Not the case. He's got to dig out of that. He's got to get that done defensively. Hired to Alex Grinch to run it, who had been at Washington State, had been at Ohio State, and then gets the job there for Boomer Sooner. Alex Grinch. Randy says, Bill, just wondering if it might be Bud Foster. He says, the last few interviews I heard Foster on the TV didn't sound very enthusiastic about the way things are going in Blacksburg. I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah, Virginia Tech. We got a lot of Hokie fans. A lot of Hokie fans that listen, and it's kind of a buzzkill right now. There's not a whole lot of positive energy coming out of there. And I am an advocate. I am an endorser of Justin Fuente. So, I'm a little bit surprised that's not working out. 888-702-5494. Brad Powers next hour. Now, again, if you have basketball questions, you can go football too. But as far as games you want to bet on, he's immersed in that now. Now, one thing about that is, got to remember, when we do football handicapping, those spreads are out like Sunday late for the whole next week through Saturday. Basketball is a day-to-day deal, and they don't put those spreads out until the day of. So a lot of the Saturday games, he won't have the numbers for. But again, we can get into that a little bit. It's just different. Just a little bit different. So he points that out. But Friday night games, whatever. And I'm sure he'll give you – look, we've got, what, only a couple of NFL games left. So he can get into that a little bit with you, too. If you want to go there, there's not that much there. So I'll just play like I'm interested, and I'll let him tell you what he's doing. How about that? On Twitter, at Bill is King. Email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Tell you what, CC, let's get one more break. We are at the Southern Steak and Oyster right here in the neighborhood with the Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there was a coach at Oklahoma State that was extremely proud of his gender and age?
I'm a man. I'm 40.
What if I told you his hair inspired the movie Joe Dirt? What if I told you that he's so cool he doesn't need social media?
Now I give a rat about Twitter.
ESPC 30 for 30 presents Gundy, the man, the myth, the mullet.
A wreck near Picasso Auto off of Nolensville Pike and one on I-24 eastbound before White's Creek Pike. I-65 South traffic still recovering around Long Hollow Pike. I-40 staying slow at the eastern split, so is I-65 north of Trinity. I-24 west very congested from Waldron Road to Hickory Hollow Parkway. Murfreesboro Pike jammed south of Donelson Pike. Business owners, find out how you can get $15,000 in new business. Call ITEX at 615-579-8568. I'm AJ Rose with
Right now, you can get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card by mail with the purchase of a Napa Legend Premium battery. Its durability and power make it the obvious choice for people who hate getting stranded by a dead car battery. So pretty much everyone. The Napa Legend Premium battery and $20 back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Limit two per household while supplies last. Offer ends 2/28/19.
Nashville, want to save on Medicare Part D copays? Your local Rite Aid now has a Walgreens pharmacy, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Every Walgreens pharmacy, including the one in your local Rite Aid, participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network. Network.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Number 3, Tennessee tomorrow at home against Alabama, although the game is not yet on the board in Vegas. The Volunteers are likely to be favored. They are 15-1, 9-4-1 against the spread. They have covered the spread in 5 consecutive games, and the total has gone over in 3 straight. 24th-ranked Mississippi State also likely to be a slight road favorite at Vanderbilt. The Bulldogs coming off a 71-68 win over Florida. To snap a 2-game losing streak, Vanderbilt has dropped 4 straight and they're 3-6 against the spread in their last 9 games. I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we've got tons of headlines this week. The Rolex 24 is on the horizon, and the Daytona 500 is under 40 days away now. Lots of racing coming up soon. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Justin Allgaier, and you're on The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
Doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Sir, I have to ask you to pee in this cup.
Triple 8-7-0-2-5-4-9-4 Southern Stick and Oyster. If you're in the area, come on by. Great place to grab some breakfast or any meal you want. Fantastic place. Right couple blocks away from the spectacular structure, which is the Omni Nashville Hotel. Hawkeye Jason, what is happening, sir?
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
So yesterday you guys were talking a little bit about the Big Ten. I think the way the Big Ten is, the way I grew up in Iowa, you hear about your ultimate goal every year was that trek to Pasadena every year. You know, that right. was the ultimate goal. You know, you get to Pasadena every year, you get that chance, you know, you start pointing your Winnebagos out westward. That's that annual trek every year. And then in the era, I think a lot of people in the Big Ten just still haven't flipped the script over to say, hey, we're in this playoff era. And if you think about it, if you look at the Big Ten teams over the years, really only Ohio State and Urban Meyer really flipped that switch to have a team that really looked like they were bound for the playoffs. I mean, like I said, the next 3-4 years, I just don't see any Big Ten team really making the college football playoffs the way these teams are built. It seems like the teams are still built just to win the Big Ten and not looking at the bigger picture of qualifying for the playoffs.
Well, I tend to side with your theory there. Now, if there's a team, it would be Ohio State. But we've got Ryan Day full-time now as the head guy, and that's unclear to us, meaning we don't know how that's going to work. It probably will work well, but outside of the Buckeyes, I don't see anybody in the Big Ten, now that Urban Meyer is gone, that looks like they're a playoff team. And Jim Delaney's complaining and talking about expansion, what have you. Losing Urban Meyer does not help him at all in the bigger playoff picture. Unless, again, it's Ryan Day and the Buckeyes, which might be the case now. I'm open-minded to that.
Correct, yeah. I mean, the talent is still there at Ohio State.
Right, right.
But like I said, I think top to bottom, the Big Ten is better now than it was, say, 5-10 years ago. I mean, Purdue's better, Northwestern's better, Nebraska's coming back. But if you're looking at just, you know, one team from the Big Ten that's going to be one of the top four in college football – honestly, I just don't see that for the next few years.
I can't say that about Michigan. I can't say it about Penn State right now. I think they're 10-2 good, but I don't think they're playoff good. I can't say it about Wisconsin. I can't say it about anybody else in the West. Nebraska, we think, is rising some, but they're not there yet. They're not – certainly they're not to that level. Iowa – I mean, Jason, you've lived it. We pretty much know what we're getting out of Iowa most every year. So –
Pretty much, yes. But, like I said, looking forward to next hour with Brad. Best hour of radio and anywhere.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. On Twitter, at Billis King, David says, maybe the Bama defensive coordinator hire secret is Dave Aranda. Now, look, Alabama can pay whatever, so I'm not suggesting otherwise. He's making $2 million at LSU. I think he's pretty much got carte blanche there. Just saying. I can't see that happening. You got to remember now, somebody who hasn't worked for Nick, who's a veteran, who's been around a long time, who's a proven winning veteran defensive coordinator right now, is that something you want to do? Because your comfort level is going to change. I think Nick's got a little bit of a problem right now. He'll look. I'm not saying he can't hire a good staff. He will. He is. But I think you're limited there. He's kind of painted himself into a bit of a corner here. Unless you're going to bring up young guys and let them, which is a pathway you can go by. Alan, I think, is next up here. What's up, Alan?
Hey, Dr. King. I tell you what, I had to call you and put in a little rebuttal about reading about what's going on in Newport, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Grew up about 80, 90 miles from it back during the 50s and 60s. And, Bill, everything you said about Newport during the 50s and 60s was going on times 10. I tell you what, they were famous for their weekend rooster fighting. It was the Wild West in Newport. They even had a reputation in Upper East Tennessee as being the place to go if you needed some alcoholic beverage any 24/7. But
isn't it true? Now maybe this is just a folk legend thing, but I was told that it's law there that you have to have a weapon.
I don't know if it's actually on the books, Bill, but it is a Wild West.
It's unwritten rule.
Unwritten rule. And I will tell you this, the one reason I think that caused that it's misinformation about where he is right now,
yeah,
is I think he would have taken his one phone call and called you to get him out.
We would have taken it, yeah. I mean, and we'd have got the money too.
I tell you what, it was really an interesting place. Still, it is now. But boy,
I remember I was there for a couple of years in the early '80s in school, and they signed a guy out of Cock County, Newport, Tennessee. His name was Duwan Henry. It was kind of he'd be like a two-star these days linebacker. Right. But I remember they actually signed. I don't know that they've ever signed another guy out of there other than him. But I remember that.
Yeah, one. Yeah, that was it's everything you said. It was and more. But Bill, I know we don't delve in women's basketball a great deal. Do you think there's any way that the ladies' coach lasts beyond this year?
Well, Phillip re-upped her. Remember last year in the off season, and that doesn't mean they can't get rid of her. But Holly is never going to get them where they need to be. They're not elite anymore. They're not in the same breath with Connecticut, Notre Dame basketball, the elite programs out there. Tennessee. Now Tennessee recruits that kind of player, but they're not coached to that level. And I don't know. Look, to me, either Fulmer last year when they re-upped her was just saying it's not that important, or they falsely believe in her getting this done. She's not going to get it done. And Vanderbilt basketball is a catastrophe on the women's side. That's not going to get done either. So
both of them are train wrecks. And I really think that when Fulmer did what he did for Holly, that was solely for recruiting purposes. And because she's been under some heat anyway, but I don't know where they're going to go. But I swear I don't see her. I don't see her surviving. And I hate to say it because I think she's a nice lady, but it's not going to work. Bill, you have a good one.
Appreciate there, Alan. Brad Powers coming up hour three out in Vegas. And if you want to get to him, use the hashtag AskBP. Hashtag AskBP. And we'll get into some basketball, some football. We'll talk about some of this coaching stuff. I would love to hear Saban right now explain what's going on. I mean, this is crazy. I'm not saying they won't win. You got to remember, their schedule next year is a 12-0 type schedule. I don't think they're going to lose to the Aggies. I don't think they're going to lose to Auburn. Who else is going to beat them? They don't play. I'm talking regular season now. They don't play Georgia regular season. So I don't know that it's going to matter on the field. Still got a lot of talent. Got the number one recruiting class right now. Hour three coming up from the Southern Steak and Oyster. Right down the street from our good friends, the Omni.
We beat your asses, boy. I'll let you, Bill. You boys are so lame, man.
Ha 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 ha